The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Imagine being chased out of your home by a fire, not knowing when you'll be able to move back. That's what some Chicagoans faced nearly 2 years ago now when they were evacuated from their co-op high-rise on the south side. And even though the flames were out within hours, they're still barred from moving back. And as WBBM's Mike Krauser tells us, they're fed up.
Some have lived in the 132-unit Harper Square co-op for more than 50 years, 45 for Denise Loggins, two in exile since being displaced by the fire.
We're approaching the second Thanksgiving that we have not been in our homes. We'll probably be celebrating the second Christmas not being in our homes. We just need someone to put fire under these people.
Ken Harris, a 37-year resident, says most units are not ready for occupancy, and there's a deadline looming the first of the year if they're not back.
So in the middle of all of this chaos, we're actually facing foreclosure or being in default of our loan, because at that point, our mortgage hold has the opportunity to come take over our board.
We called management. We were told we don't talk to the media. On the South Side, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An investigation is underway after two people were shot and killed in Chinatown last night. CBS News Chicago reporter Marissa Perlman says officers were called to the area of 24th and Normal around 10 p.m.
Police found one person shot multiple times outside the front of one of these homes. That person was pronounced dead on scene. Then a second person was found in the back of that same home with a gunshot wound to the shoulder. That person was taken to a nearby hospital where they later died.
Police believe the shootings may have happened inside the home. So far, no arrests. Well, there's new information today about the case of a Northwest Indiana man who died after an encounter with sheriff's police back in September that family members have called violent. Coroners have released their autopsy on the body of Riker Earle, and it offers a different interpretation. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been looking at this, and he's here at the anchor desk with what he found out. Jim.
Lisa, investigators say 26-year-old Riker Earle's grandmother called 911 after Earle suffered a seizure on September 8th at his home in DeMont. Officers with the Jasper County Sheriff's Office responded to the home, and Earle's family says he was still confused and agitated while recovering from the seizure when he fell into one of the officers. The family claims officers responded by handcuffing Earle and pinning him face down to the floor, then staying on top of him until he was sedated. The Lake County Coroner's Office investigated the death and says Earle died of cardiovascular issues and there was no evidence of trauma. The sheriff's office in September released body cam video of the incident.
Just settle down.
Guys,
Riker.
You're
not going to die. We're trying to help you.
Earle's family says he was pleading with officers for his life. Jasper County Sheriff Patrick Williamson declined to comment on the autopsy, but said his officers followed proper training when they dealt with Earle. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Person died, dozens others displaced last night when fire broke out on a two-story apartment complex in far northwest suburban Woodstock. The flames broke out about 10:15 in the 700 block of St. John's Road, quickly spreading, and it caused significant damage to 12 units. One man who lived there died of his injuries. The Red Cross is now working to help nearly 30 other residents who were displaced. The Chicago Fire Department retired the badge of fallen firefighter Drew Price this morning on this, the one-year anniversary of his death.
Family, friends, and firefighters gather at Quinn Academy to honor Drew Price, who died on November 13, 2023, while battling a fire in Lincoln Park. Fire Commissioner Annette Nance Holt says Price was a positive and brave force.
He never sought any recognition, would never consider himself a hero, as many of them don't. It is our solemn duty to recognize Drew as a hero, the hero that he is.
District Chief of Training Sean T. Haynes says Price's life is remembered through his badge, which has been officially added to the Wall of Fallen Heroes.
The Wall of Fallen Heroes serves as a reminder of all our fallen members who have given their lives in service. It also gives us a place to reflect and ensures that Andrew Price, along with all the other members who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, will never, ever be forgotten.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some older Chicagoans are a bit tougher after a special class today. WBBM's Terry Keschner was there. He's here now at the anchor desk with details. Terry.
Yeah, Lisa, about two dozen seniors spent part of today learning self-defense techniques from the Cook County Sheriff's Office at the Mount Greenwood Park Fieldhouse on the far southwest side. Jazz Watson of the Sheriff's Office taught the class.
If they have a weapon, give them what they want. You can always replace the car. You can always replace the jacket. You can always replace the jewelry, but you cannot replace your life. But however, if someone is just coming up, you know, antagonizing you, coming up, putting their hands on you, you do have the right to protect yourself.
The sheriff's office showed the seniors several moves to defend themselves. 76-year-old Gwendolyn Helwig was one of the first to show up.
The way the world is today and the crime rates, I just feel better because I do a lot of night driving and that, so it's just for my own personal safety.
One older lady did not really seem to need the training, demonstrating how she once confronted a troublemaker.
And I'm about to fall down and boom, 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 and then you'll have your boom, stop.
Yeah, she was a toughie. Live at the anchor desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
In their second strike since August, nurses at the University of Illinois Hospital have again walked off the job. Nurse Roberto Flores says there are several issues on the table.
We've been trying to push for safety for our nurses. We've been facing violence for years now. Staffing, we've been low staffed in so many of our units. Our nurses are overworked, burning out, and fair wages.
On its website today, UI Health says it's hired licensed and qualified nurses to work during the strike, although it also says patients may be contacted to reschedule some appointments and procedures. The health system said it works and hopes to work together with striking nurses toward a new agreement. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mark Rohde. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Lisa. Good to talk to you. The Bears and Packers. It's Bears-Packers week out here at Hallis Hall, but that is hardly the top story of the ongoings here at Bears headquarters. The firing of offensive coordinator Shane Waldron yesterday is, and subsequent promotion slash hiring of Thomas Brown is. The new Bears offensive coordinator is Thomas Brown. He laid out his guiding principles out at Hallis Hall today.
Last year, Brown took over as play caller in the middle of Carolina's season. This year, he's doing the same in Chicago with realistic expectations.
You can't reinvent the wheel. I'm not going to try to do that at all. But it's about being able to try to find the best ways to be effective with our playmakers, right? To be able to marry what we do from a formation and motion standpoint. Everything to me starts up front, starts with the run game, how we attack, knock it forward mentality, and we build off of that.
Brown says he's preaching better effort, better attitudes, better focus, and making practice, quote, as hard as humanly possible to lead to better Sundays. At Halas Hall, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Good news on the injury front in that both of the Bears' starting tackles, Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright, did return to practice in a limited capacity, both dealing with knee injuries. The Bulls are in New York tonight. The Blackhawks at the Seattle Kraken tomorrow. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The Score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we have breaking news from the near north side, where Chicago police have responded to a reported stabbing on a southbound Red Line train. A fire department spokesman tells WBBM's Jim Goodis that one man is listed in good condition after the stabbing. It happened within the last half hour near the Chicago Avenue station. Witnesses say the attacker ran away as soon as the train pulled into the station. We're standing by for updates from Chicago police. And we could hear more from Chicago public school officials tomorrow about how they're going to deal with the controversial planned closings of seven Acero charter schools.
State law does not give CPS the authority to stop a charter network from closing schools, but CPS officials have been under a barrage of criticism from people like Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa for not responding quickly or strongly enough. The alderman, who's an ally of Mayor Johnson, says CPS should be talking with the Chicago Archdiocese, since most of the Acero schools were in former Catholic school buildings.
I think that CPS should be intervening, should be working directly with the Archdiocese to figure out what can be done to lower the cost of keeping these schools open. Two, CPS should be looking towards alternative sites to relocate these schools to keep them open.
A CPS spokesman says the leadership will give a status report and outline proposed solutions at a special school board meeting called for Thursday. They also plan town hall meetings to talk with the parents. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 1.
CBS News Special Report. President-elect Trump has rolled out more names for his team. The latest, former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence, and firebrand Florida lawmaker Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General. He's under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This might fall into the category of Donald Trump's promise to bring in loyalists, notwithstanding their background. Or perhaps Donald Trump feels some affiliation with Matt Gaetz because of the investigations they both have faced.
Trump says he'll restore confidence in the Justice Department. Republicans have retained control of the House, Nicole Killian reports.
Republicans now have the wind at their backs. And this is something that Republicans have been working towards, achieving this trifecta with both White House as well as both chambers of Congress, the House and the Senate.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Also at the White House today, President-elect stressed President Biden stressed the importance of a peaceful transfer of power when he welcomed President-elect Trump to the Oval Office.
It was a historical handshake in front of a crackling fire right inside the Oval Office, where President Biden and President-elect Trump exchanged brief pleasantries. Mr. Biden congratulated Mr. Trump on his win and promised a smooth and peaceful transition of power, while Mr. Trump had this to say.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today.
The two leaders expected to talk about domestic and foreign policy issues. Willie James Inman, CBS News, Washington.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.